Chapter 7. Most parents scold their children when they tell lies, but all children grow up to become liars anyway. This is because being able to tell a good lie in certain circumstances is an important social skill. For example, if your friend asks you what you think of his or her new hairstyle, even if you hate it, would you say so? Most people in this situation would probably tell a lie so as not to hurt their friend's feelings. It is certainly true that a person who is too honest is likely to have few friends. On the other hand, nobody likes a person who tells too many lies either. Perhaps your future success in life will mainly depend on how skillfully you learn the system of lying. Of course, not all lies are the same. In English, a white lie is a lie made in the better interests of someone other than the liar. It is true that a white lie is still a lie, but it is not considered to be as bad as some other kinds of lies. The lies people in love often tell each other are also easily forgiven, because the condition of being in love is seen as a kind of illness which blinds people to everyday realities. The lies that politicians make during election campaigns are another category of semi-lies. For example, a certain politician might promise to do a certain thing if elected. But when he is elected, he might find that what he promised is either impossible or not sensible. By turning his pre-election promise into a lie by not carrying it out, we could say that the politician was simply making the compromises and practicing the pragmatism which is politics. In this sense, the politician is a dishonest liar who would promise you anything to get your vote. This is the problem with lying, because in some situations it is impossible to tell with absolute certainty whether someone is lying or telling the truth. We ourselves are forced to become the ultimate judge of what is the truth and what is a lie. You could say that in this situation, we create truth and untruth.